Welcome to The Deep Dive. We're your shortcut to getting informed, mixing in some surprising facts, and hopefully keeping you hooked. Today, we're really diving deep into something quite remarkable. It's this blend of, well, ancient prophecy and what our sources claiming are very recent global events. Yeah, our main text today is excerpts from Operation Midnight Hammer in Daniel Chapter 8, End Time Pilgrim by Gavin Finley, MD. And our mission essentially is to unpack how a prophecy from way back, like nearly 26 centuries ago, from the book of Daniel, is being directly linked by this source to a major military operation, one that apparently happened just last month, July 2025. What really grabs you here, I think, is the connection the source draws. It claims this ancient vision describing a goat crossing the surface of the earth without touching the ground actually mirrors, believe it or not, B-2 bombers flying nonstop across continents. How does that even happen? Linking ancient visions to modern military tech. Well, that's what we're going to try and figure out for you. Okay, so to really get this, we need to go back way back to the original vision Daniel had. The setting is pretty specific. Daniel's in Susa by the Ulai Canal. It's around 550 BC, third year King Belshazzar.
Right. And it's interesting. These visions, they often feel rooted in their time, but they're presented, you know, as carrying messages for the distant future. That's kind of the point within the text itself.
So Daniel sees this ram first. Powerful thing. Two horns, but one grows up later and it's longer, more dominant somehow. This ram is just charging everywhere, west, north, south. Nothing can stop it. It gets great, as the source puts it. Seems completely unstoppable.
Yeah, the ram really symbolizes this sort of unchecked power, doesn't it? Expanding, dominating, growing great. It suggests a force that just rolls over everything. Absolute power in its sphere.
Exactly. But then everything changes. Suddenly, Daniel sees a goat. Comes out of the west and has this really prominent horn between its eyes. And here's the bit, the really crucial detail our source picks up on. This goat is described as crossing the surface of the earth without touching the ground.
That specific description of how the goat moves that speed, that almost airborne quality, the without touching the ground part, it's absolutely central to how the source interprets the whole thing later on. It suggests, you know, incredible swiftness. Something not bound by normal travel really stands out.
Right. So then there's the clash. This super fast goat head straight for the ram comes at it with furious power. Daniel says it seemed enraged. It hits the ram, shatters both its horns, throws it down, tramples it, and the ram, totally powerless, nothing could save it, complete reversal.
Yeah, the victory is depicted as just total, overwhelming. The goat's appearance and its furious power completely wipe out the ram's dominance. It's swift, decisive defeat.
Okay, so Daniel's obviously shaken by this vision. I mean, who wouldn't be? He needs answers. And this is where, for our source, things really start to line up. Because the angel Gabriel appears. He's there to explain it all.
Gabriel's role here is key. He's presented as the, well, the divine interpreter, the one who bridges the symbolic imagery and its deeper meaning for Daniel.
And Gabriel gets straight to the point. He tells Daniel, and this is a direct quote from the source, understand that the vision concerns the time of the end. Wow. That phrase, the time of the end, that just electrifies the whole thing, doesn't it? It shifts it from history to, well, future prophecy. How does that phrase fuel these modern tapes?
Oh, absolutely. That phrase is like a signpost. It tells interpreters, especially those looking for future fulfillments, that this isn't just about ancient Persia or Greece. It signals that there's a deeper, perhaps ultimate fulfillment yet to come. For people like the author of our source, that's the license, you could say, to look for parallels in our own time. It's why they feel justified connecting it to today's events.
Okay, so that brings us to the modern connection. The source takes Gabriel's words about the time of the end and essentially says, right, this 2,575-year-old vision hit another stage of fulfillment just last month, July 2025. That's quite a claim, linking 550 BC directly to basically yesterday.
It is a bold claim. The source specifically ties the prophecy to an event it calls Operation Midnight Hammer. This is where the ancient text is read as literally playing out now.
And Operation Midnight Hammer, what exactly was that, according to the source?
The source describes it as involving a B-2 bomber strike force flying nonstop from the USA to Iran and back again.
Okay. And the purpose?
Well, the stated purpose, again, according to the source, was that this operation destroyed the nuclear sites of Iranian ayatollahs.
And the justification given in the source, it says these ayatollahs had vowed to use nukes to destroy Israel, specifically targeting Jewish people resettled in the region.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the core connection the source makes. That goat moving without touching the ground is interpreted as the B-2 bomber flying nonstop. I mean, that's a huge leap, isn't it? Taking this ancient animal imagery and mapping it onto, like, 21st century stealth aircraft. What are the sort of interpretive dangers there?
Well, that's the heart of it, really. For the source, this parallel feels compelling. It feels like proof. The B-2 flies vast distances, refuels in midair. It sort of fits that not touching ground idea in a modern technological sense. But as you say, it's a very literal interpretation. Others might argue without touching the ground meant incredible speed or maybe divine swiftness, something symbolic, not necessarily literal flight technology. It really highlights that tension in interpretation. How literal should we be, especially across such vast stretches of time and technological change? The source definitely opts for a very literal reading here.
Right. So putting it all together, what does this mean for you listening to this? The interesting thing isn't just what the source claims, but how it constructs this meaning. It's a powerful example of how people can use ancient text to make sense of, well, current events, particularly conflict and politics.
Exactly. It provides a framework, a narrative. For someone who accepts this view, it makes current events seem less random, perhaps part of a larger foreseen plan. It offers a specific way to understand complex geopolitical actions.
So we've gone from Daniel's vision, the ram, the goat, to Gabriel saying it's about the time of the end, and landed on this source's claim, fulfilled or partly fulfilled, by Operation Midnight Hammer in July 2025. With that B-2 bomber flight being the modern echo of the goat without touching the ground.
Yeah, it's a really clear illustration of how these ancient prophecies get actively interpreted and applied today. They're used to build a specific narrative around current geopolitical events, framing them within a much older story.
Yeah, it certainly gives you something to think about.
It really does. And maybe the question for you listening is this. How do ancient texts, when read through these kinds of lenses, actually shape how we see the world today? How we understand conflict. What does it really mean when people connect events separated by thousands of years like this? And what impact does that have on how we think about the present and maybe even the future?